Stelling poll, Prince William calls for a reset. Gosh, what can he mean? By James Stelling poll on April 8, 2021. Prince William has confirmed that he's at least as dodgy a kingly prospect as his father, the Prince of Wales, by calling for a reset. William, who is second in line to the British throne, slipped the code word into a video broadcast for the environmental charity Conservation International. He said, "All of us, across all sectors of society, and in every corner of the globe must come together to fundamentally reset our relationship with nature and our trajectory as a species." Others have criticized William, currently worth an estimated £30 million, though due one day to inherit a fortune of at least £1.6 billion, for this "do as I say, rather than do as I do" hypocrisy. With his Range Rover and his Air Miles, some of them in private jets, William is hardly a role model for carbon parsimony. So why should we let him lecture us ordinary folk on how we should live our lives? But for me, hypocrisy is the least of his sins. What should worry us far more is that sinister invocation of a word, reset, which is intimately bound with the New World Order proposed by Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum and its master plan for a sustainable society in which you loan nothing and be happy. Here's how the WEF put it in its now infamous 2016 promo video. "Welcome to the year 2030. Welcome to my city, or should I say, our city. I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances or any clothes. It might seem odd to you, but it makes perfect sense for us in this city. Everything you considered a product has now become a service. We have access to transportation, accommodation, food and all the things we need in our daily lives. One by one all these things became free, so it ended up not making sense for us to own much." I wonder how William will feel when he suddenly he finds that he no longer owns, via the Crown Estate, his fine collection of royal properties including Sandringham, Buckingham Palace, Windsor Castle, and Balmoral. Not to mention all the maritime rights which, outrageously, give him a cut of the offshore wind industry. Will he still be happy? Speeches like William's Conservation International broadcast will scupper any hope some of us may have had that he was not going to turn out like his eco-loon father, the Prince of Wales. It rehearses exactly the same hackneyed, green movement talking points that Charles has been droning on about for years. 10 years to save the planet, irreversible damage. Most vulnerable will suffer most, etc. Plus a cheeky plug for the remarkable COVID vaccine. If William seriously cared about his future subjects, what he'd really be talking about is the disastrous consequences of the Boris Johnson regime's net zero policies, which must surely impoverish, immiserate and enslave the British people by driving up energy prices to unaffordable levels and using environmentalism as an excuse to strip most of their remaining freedoms. To see what Britain's green future really looks like, have a glance at this University of Cambridge published report produced by a group of academics led by Professor Julian Allwood, who set out to answer the question of how Britain might possibly reduce its industrial CO2 output to zero by 2050. Unless you are a hair-shirt greenie, the answer is truly horrifying. Do read it yourself, but as Clive Best notes in his summary, "I'm sure that if the UK public were made aware of all what is planned for their future, there would be a public uproar. No flying after 2030, except VIPs of course. No gas central heating within 12 years. Heat pumps only allowed in colder houses. Only electric cars post 2030 and a 40% reduction in traffic. Vegetarian only diet and no imported food. Shutdown of international trade and reduction in living standards. International travel curbed except by train." It's hard to be sure of the degree to which future King William V is aware of the economic and social consequences of all this green nonsense he is blithely insisting that we must adopt to save the planet. You could argue that, like his dad, he's simply so out of touch with ordinary people's lives and so epically thick that he's just mouthing the green mantra because it feels right rather than because he genuinely wants us to become serfs of the coming trillionaire tech elite and their Malthusian dream of a depopulated world. The apple does not fall far from the tree.